MuncieJournal.com.
Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place, the Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Quality of place matters, and there are a lot of positive things happening. It seems that negative stories often get the clicks, get the lead, and we felt like there was a gap or an opportunity to shine a light on the many, many good things that were happening.
That's Ontario Systems' Casey Stanley. The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge. No cost. The Muncie Journal.
The Delaware County Fair was one of our featured stories, I think, last week on MuncieJournal.com, which we're going to talk about right now. And we've been bringing some of our founding sponsors and supporters of this effort, this website. I hope you've heard about it, MuncieJournal.com. And Tom Bracken is the president of the George and Francis Ball Foundation, in studio with me. Your first radio station appearance, as I understand it. We welcome you aboard.
That's right. This is the first.
We're glad that you're here. I'd like to ask you the similar kind of question that I've asked our other founders of this website initiative. Why, in this case, did the foundation decide to lend its support as a founding member for this MuncieJournal.com effort?
Well, Jay Chapman gave me a call and wanted to sit down for coffee. And as soon as he explained what the Muncie Journal was all about, it became immediately clear that it was really in sync with what our foundation is trying to do. We are basically trying to do what's best for Muncie. We want to make Muncie a better place. We're focusing our resources on Muncie. And so as soon as he explained what the goals were for the journal, it fit right in with what we want to do.
You personally told me you were born in Muncie. You were away for quite some time. You ended up landing back in Muncie now. And you've obviously noticed and seen changes through the years. But
many
I think
changes.
There are some exciting, positive things happening in just the last several years. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and even when I first came back here 3 years ago, one of the first things that struck me is how many great things there are about Muncie. But if you read the paper, you don't necessarily get those things. You've got to dig a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to dig a lot. But if you spend time here, you realize what a great place Muncie is.
And we're glad to be touting those good things. MuncieJournal.com, if you haven't seen it, folks, is a website, as you would imagine. It is a free, not a subscription service. There's new content added every day. We've had a couple of really good stories about some education things. Delta High School, the Muncie Community Schools' new superintendent was featured. We've got some restaurant, new locally owned businesses coming online. Those will be featured. There's a story today, in fact, that's on the front page about the Cards and Clydesdales event. Beautiful picture of the horses that are coming to Schumann Stadium later this afternoon. And so many good business things that happen, from shell buildings that are important for building up employment and workforce, to the opening just the other day, the ribbon cutting, I should say, of that new effort, which is downtown Muncie, right across from the field house.
Walnut Commons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just a lot of things like that that they're happening. They're always happening, but they don't always get the attention they deserve. That's what we're trying to do with MuncieJournal.com.
Right. Good things have been happening. That's the important key. Muncie Journal certainly isn't creating the good things.
Right.
They've always happened. But it's been hard to find out about them, and the Muncie Journal is raising them to the surface.
Well, thank you for your participation on the foundation's sake, and we're glad that you're on board. Thank you for that support.
It's our pleasure.
Our guest this morning, Tom Bracken, the president of the George and Francis Ball Foundation.
Every day, good news stories appear on MuncieJournal.com.
A former longtime feature writer and columnist for the Star Press in Muncie, John Carlson is a storyteller with an unflagging appreciation for the wonderful people of East Central Indiana and the tales of their lives, be they funny, poignant, inspirational, or all three. He now writes for MuncieJournal.com. That's good news and just one of the reasons you'll want to check out MuncieJournal.com.
IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital is a founding partner who stands behind the positive news and developments you'll find at MuncieJournal.com.
Jeff Daniels, one of the founding partners and sponsors of MuncieJournal.com, is Toyota of Muncie and the rest of the Muncie Auto Group, too.
Yes.
And you're obviously a business guy. You're a community guy. What do you think that this this whole template is doing and the importance of why it was created, Jeff?
Well, I got to tell you, when I was first approached with the idea, like anything, you're skeptical because you're not quite sure. The vision had to play out and you had to ask a lot of questions. And the more I got to hear about it, the more I learned about it. It was hard not to support it. I think we need, and we are creating an avenue for positive news, business news. There's so many things, unfortunately, because of all the other news stories that are out there and the obligations of other media partners that they need to report things. We're missing some really, really positive stories. There's a lot of great things going on in our community, in Muncie, Delaware County, job creation, expansion, opportunities. Look at Ball State University. Look at Ivy Tech. Look at some of the employers here that are announcing expansion after expansion. That's what we're focusing on, as we want to make sure that the public at large understands what a tremendous place we have and what an investment value there is in Muncie.
Julian mentioned to me when I talked to him, too, about the same subject, he reminded me of how important it is when somebody, maybe it's a person or maybe it's a business that's considering a move to Muncie, Delaware County, etc. Lots of times they jump on the interwebs there and they do a little Google search and they see what's happening.
Correct.
We want this positive stuff to be in their face because it deserves to be there.
Well, so there's people that are looking at us as a community right now and making decisions without us even talking to them because of what they see online. So you're right. We have a duty to get out there and put as much positive content online so people can pick that up as well and make sure that they're making a really solid business case for why they could be part of our community and bring jobs, bring investment.
MuncieJournal.com. Jeff Daniels, one of our supporters out of the chute here. By the way, in the early weeks, the first couple of weeks that it was live, views from six or more countries to that website, MuncieJournal.com. It's a free site for everybody. We encourage you to go look and tell us what you think, too. Thanks, Jeff.
MuncieJournal.com.
Every day, good news stories appear on MuncieJournal.com.
For years, the former General Motors manual transmission plant property in South Muncie has been nothing but a sea of pitted concrete and 8-foot fencing with the message, "Stay out." However, soon there will be new baseball fields and recreational facilities on the property. That's good news, and just one of the stories you'll find on MuncieJournal.com that demonstrates positive change for Muncie.
First Merchants Bank and Ontario Systems are two founding partners who stand behind the positive news and developments you'll find at MuncieJournal.com.
I'm doing great.
Talking about MuncieJournal.com.
Cool.
I'd like your insight as to what you've seen so far personally and what you may have heard from some others. So what's the early word, Mr. J.J.?
Well, I tell you, Steve, but everything that I've heard so far has been really positive. In fact, I've had a number of calls. People have talked to me, asking, what is this? And I said, well, Jay Chapman and his team there at Wolf Boom's been working on it for a while, and just another news portal that perhaps will have a little bit different slant. And everybody that I've spoken to anyway, Steve, is really excited seeing what comes out with it.
Jay Julian, from a Chamber of Commerce type perspective, how important and critical might it be for the perception and the really reality of what's happening in Muncie and Delaware County to people that are maybe outside of our listening area, for instance?
Yeah, Steve, as you know, it's incredibly important to make sure that people understand the value and the quality of our community. In today's environment, news is instantaneous, right? I mean, you can Google alerts and notifications, and there's news at your fingertips any time of the day, any day. And so really that makes it even more important for us, knowing that folks on the outside are looking at us, measuring us, trying to determine if this is the place where they should be. So given all that, it's really important that we always try to maintain a good positive attitude about ourselves and put our best foot forward. And any avenue, any outlet, portal that we can use to do that is going to be advantageous for us.
MuncieJournal.com, the business of Delaware County, went live just July 1st. And I've already literally found out some things that I didn't know, and I'm pretty well connected. Yeah. We say it, you and I have talked so many times, Jay, we say it over and over again, people, you know, need to know what's going on. And obviously, they need to know the realities of things. But they also, in order to have the total positive picture of attributes and so on, they don't know unless somebody tells them. And that's what we're trying to do with this. We're very excited to have this effort launched. And thank you for your support and so many others of our founding sponsors for this, too, to make it possible. We look forward to even greater things as every day goes by here.
Yeah, we're excited about it too. The community support from the business community support, as you mentioned, Steve, has been tremendous. And again, the feedback, just one day of activity of feedback that I've received has been overwhelmingly positive and supportive. But you're right, it is important not to sugarcoat things, but to sure. make sure that people realize that there are some really cool things here in Muncie and Delaware County that sometimes we just tend to take for granted.
Yep. Thank you, Jay Julian. Appreciate the time. Enjoy your holiday weekend, okay?
Thanks. You as well, Steve.
Okay.
Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place, the Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
The projects that are going on, the hotel downtown, the Greenway, Walnut Commons, with all the positive momentum that's going on in the community, it's so critical to have a medium like Muncie Journal to have this type of a resource available.
That's First Merchants Bank's Steve Moore, The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
All right, we're going to give you a radio introduction now to a man that many, many of you already know from his long time in the newspaper business. John Carlson is sitting over there. He is the famous husband of Nancy.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you get introduced like that sometimes?
I believe that's true myself. So
he is on our staff now at Woof Boom Radio, writing for MuncieJournal.com. John, it was so great to see that article last week.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
New one just went up a little bit ago. Why don't you tell your listeners a little bit about yourself first?
Well, Steve, I was with the Star Press for a long time, and I've been a Muncie newspaper man all my life. And that's no longer the case, so this is a chance to flex my writing muscles a bit, and I'm going to be doing that with feature stories and columns for the Muncie Journal.
The article that just went live, I mean just a moment ago, I think, on MuncieJournal.com, what is today's about?
Well, this being Memorial Day weekend, you know, it's sort of a Memorial Day column. It involves my father. I've always believed that we should really respect and appreciate more than we do probably the men and women of the military. Mm-hmm. I mean, they give us so much, and so it's sort of a homage to them.
Neat stuff. Yeah. Last week's article, for those that haven't seen it, it's still there, clickable, folks. Give us a little taste of that one.
Yeah, you know, when I do a feature story, I want it to be about a really good subject, and that was a grandfather named Bob Gillum, who lost both his legs to illness, but he still is a pitching coach for his son, Kate Oliver. And, he pitches to his grandfather. The grandfather catches the balls in the chair, his wheelchair.
Wow.
And he's a former player himself, so he's a good source of information for his son.
It sounds like your sources for stories and material is just sort of the life around you. Is that the best way of putting it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, I don't like big stories. I don't go for big stories.
I think these are big stories, though, because they're stories that deserve to be told.
Sure.
And they're heartstring sort of stuff that touch and impact a lot of people.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, big stories to me are stories that get you right kind of in the heart.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm looking for. You know, and it could be, I mean, if it could be humorous, that's fine too. Touching, poignant, whatever. But, good stories.
MuncieJournal.com, where those stories are visible now, and new content will go up at least a couple of times a month for now, and maybe a little more.
Yeah, right now, twice a month, I think, and hopefully before long, maybe four times a month, something like that.
Very cool. Glad to have you on board, John.
Thanks, Steve.
Always good to read your stuff and look forward to the future.
Well, I'll look forward to this. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. John Carlson on staff of MuncieJournal.com, a product of Woof Boom Radio and the WLBC News Department. His segment is sponsored by Indiana University Health Ball Memorial Hospital.
Every day, good news stories appear on MuncieJournal.com.
One Saturday morning, Craig Preeby installed a big box on a post at the end of his driveway and stuffed it full of books. It was a Little Free Library. Since then, dozens of Little Free Libraries can be found around Muncie, encouraging reading and neighborliness. That's good news, and just one of the stories you'll find on MuncieJournal.com that demonstrates positive change for Muncie.
Mutual Bank and the Muncie Auto Group are two founding partners who stand behind the positive news and developments you'll find at MuncieJournal.com.
MuncieJournal.com.
Every day, good news stories appear on MuncieJournal.com.
Decades in the works, the east side of Muncie is about to undergo a tremendous transformation with the development of the Kitzelman Trailhead and the Muncie Arts and Cultural Trail. Projects of this importance to Muncie's future occur at best once in a century. That's good news, and just one of the stories you'll find on MuncieJournal.com that demonstrates positive change for Muncie.
IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital is a founding partner who stands behind the positive news and developments you'll find at MuncieJournal.com.
Proud to have Ontario Systems as one of our founding sponsors supporting the MuncieJournal.com. And what I wanted to know, I've been asking all of our founding sponsors and members of this, why did Ontario Systems, Casey Stanley, decide to get on board with the support of this?
You know, we just easily felt like it was the right thing to do. But to go a little bit deeper than that, why is it the right thing to do? You know, Ontario Systems has been in the community for more than 30 years and has demonstrated a real desire to be pro-community. And that's all about making Muncie a better place to live, work, and play for our associates, our neighbors, et cetera. So, you know, almost any solution to make this a better place to live, work, and play involves a thriving, growing business community. Mm-hmm. It just does. The economics are really important. So, to do that, quality of place absolutely matters. Yeah. And the more and more that I get involved in the community and have been part of the Chamber and United Way and a variety of other things, the more I find myself saying, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, me too.
And I find myself telling people a lot about, or coming home after work to my wife and saying, did you know,
uh-huh,
you know, that the mayor and his team are doing this, or they have a plan to do this? And there are a lot of positive things happening. And, you know, I don't claim to run any media outlets myself, so I don't know what it's like. But I do know it seems that negative stories often, mm-hmm, sensational stories often, get the clicks, get the leads, and right, that's okay. But there really, we felt like there was a gap or an opportunity to shine a light on the many, many good things that were happening. So when we heard there was an opportunity to do that, yep, we got in line.
Well, we're very proud Ontario Systems is on board with this, as are the other founding sponsors and partners of this. Mm-hmm. As a fairly connected guy myself, mm-hmm, I do the same thing, Casey. I go, whoa, I didn't know that. And I've kind of make it a living to keep track of as many things as I can. And that happens all the time. Chamber of Commerce does the Muncie on the Move breakfast, for mm-hmm instance. Next one's coming up first Wednesday in August. At that event, every single time, I go, hey, I didn't know that. I know that person that's up on stage talking about something. But there's another positive attribute. I know certainly of the Cardinal Greenway. You know, everybody knows, for instance, here's for an example. We were at an event this past Saturday for the Great Greenway Tour fundraiser. I didn't know that it's a 501c3 privately owned operation. I thought the government funded the Cardinal Greenway. The government helped set up the depot, the office area, just the building. But the Greenway itself is privately owned, not-for-profit. I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. So when that fundraiser happens for the Cardinal Greenway on Saturday, people, you know, donating $35 to, you know, to be in that event, they're helping use, or fund rather, something that they use personally a lot. Those are some of the kinds of things, the treasures that we have that are really, I think, part and parcel to what we need to and want to be talking with and about on MuncieJournal.com. Any other thoughts you wanted to add about this before we let you go, Casey?
Yeah, just one. I mean, an example that I know about, one of the things that got us really excited about this, and I'm not trying to plug Ontario Systems, but this is one that's close to home for us.
Sure.
Earlier in the spring, the Indiana Chamber released their Best Places to Work list.
Yeah.
And it's a really neat, prestigious group of companies that we were lucky enough to be part of. Well, in addition to Ontario Systems, Magna was also on the list.
Sure.
So Delaware County, outside of this sort of indie world, the indie and donut counties,
yep,
Delaware County is one of the only counties in the state to have a company named, let alone two. And we found there really wasn't a place that story could be told very well. So, you know, the Muncie Journal, it's not just that story that we happen to be involved in, but I see every day stories like that, that people inside of our county should know about. But maybe as important or more importantly, as I travel around the country in my job, I know that when people are thinking about relocating, when they're thinking about investing in their own business, that they go to the web and they go to look to see what's happening. Is it growing? Is it vital? I'm realistic enough to know that there are real challenges around here, and those stories need to be told.
Sure.
But there are people working on really, really creative solutions, too, that it's just great to know about those things.
Casey, we're happy to have you and Ontario Systems on board. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
And go Yorktown. Come on.
Go Yorktown.
Go Yorktown. Vice President Marketing, Ontario Systems, Casey Stanley on WLBC. MuncieJournal.com is what we're talking about.
Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place. The Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Your business is only as good and as strong as the community you're in. People who are working and have good jobs and spending money and borrowing money are what makes your world go round.
That's Pat Botts, Mutual Bank, the Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place. The Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
It was important personally and for us as an institution to get behind this idea, to be one of the foundational leaders. It was pretty easy for me to have that personal commitment and that business commitment to move this project forward.
That's Dr. Jeff Bird, IU Ball Memorial Hospital. The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
Every day, good news stories appear on MuncieJournal.com.
Daleville High School had a prom. Yorktown High School had a prom. Muncie Central had a prom. Delta had a prom. So shouldn't the special needs kids from Delaware County have a prom? Well, they did. Developed by Lynn Hatfield, over 200 kids attended and they had a blast. That's good news and just one of the photo galleries you'll find on MuncieJournal.com that demonstrates the positive efforts of our community.
The George and Francis Ball Foundation is a founding partner who stands behind the positive news and developments you'll find at MuncieJournal.com.
MuncieJournal.com.